This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Patrick Johnson.
The San Francisco Chronicle reported a few weeks ago that police raided the home of freelance journalist and videographer Brian Carmody in response to allegations that he leaked a police report into the death of the city's public defender. Carmody has declined to release the name of the source that gave him the report. Now, a police spokesperson said the search warrant executed was granted by a judge and conducted as part of a criminal investigation into the leak of the police report. He added that the actions are one step in the process of investigating a potential case of obstruction of justice, along with the illegal distribution of a confidential police report. You guys concur with the police spokesperson, or do you think perhaps authorities are overstepping the bounds a little bit here?
I mean, I would say I concur with him in that it likely went through a judge and they had an inappropriate search warrant and they have this investigation going on. But what I don't concur with is that should have happened or that should have been approved in the first place, right? It's not like he, to my knowledge, that the journalist didn't break in and steal this report and then leak it. It was given to him by somebody, right? Presumably in the police force, who saw something and said, people need to know about this. And so he did what a journalist should do, which is share the information, right? He's not the problem. The problem is that there was issues in this report that shouldn't have been happened, and someone was afraid that they were going to get covered up.
Exactly. And, and this happens repeatedly, especially in the Beltway in places like Washington, D.C., where it's the only way information is found out is someone gives you, the reporter, that information. This is not someone intentionally trying to steal or break into or get some file or something or other or break into someone's online information capacity. I think, most professional journalists know better. This is certainly an issue of law enforcement trying to oversee step and trying to protect themselves and trying to protect some kind of a leak that occurred, and journalists just trying to do their jobs.
Well, we get this excuse from police a lot that, this is an ongoing investigation. And if you're releasing this information, you're jeopardizing an ongoing investigation. And I'm sure there are examples of where that is true, where the release of information could jeopardize an ongoing investigation. But I think they abuse that excuse quite a bit. And there are a lot of times where I think it could even benefit the investigation of some information was out there. Perhaps somebody has some information that they're looking for and doesn't know police are looking for it because they have not released anything about the investigation.
Well, I think an important distinction to make in this situation is the investigation that they're doing and the reason why they searched it wasn't the warrant wasn't resulted about the death of the public defender who the police report was about. Their investigation that they're afraid it's going to harm is their investigation into their internal leaks. And again, we've seen this trend happen a lot, trying to find the leaks. The president tweets about leaks from the White House all the time. Rather than assessing, well, why are they leaking this? Let's not do those problematic behaviors or whatever it is. It's really penalizing that. And I think the goal of a journalist is to take those leaks and share that information with the people.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And I think that, when a journalist is not taking that information that they are privy to and provided by someone, they're negligent of their own jobs. So that they have to do that. This is part of that responsibility, and this is part of that ability that they have, and then they should follow through with. There's law enforcement in their history in the past. Not all, of course. Not to cast that, paint that with a wide. Cast a wide net here, but we're investigating. We can't release this information, or somewhat, or so forth. And again, you could see that as maybe them protecting their image or them trying to conceal something or other. But journalists have every right to ask and to continue to question and to continue to go back and try to find out and get to the bottom of things. That's just the job and the nature of that business.
Well, certainly a famous example of information being leaked and then authorities trying to fight that would be the Pentagon Papers, certainly in the early 1970s. And it was proven that was important information. and it was justifiable to release that information. But the Nixon administration certainly fought that tooth and nail and tried to prevent the public from knowing information that I think benefited the public and helped people in this democracy understand what was going on and why it was going on, and being able then to make a more informed decision about how they felt about what was happening in Vietnam.
Yeah, and I think that, I mean, this, I'm happy you mentioned the Nixon administration, because I was, you know, when I read this article, that's initially where my head went, right? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, talks about Chelsea Manning or other people mm-hmm. That have done this. And I think that, you know, getting a search warrant and really trying to crack down on these leaks is really just, you know, a demonstration of the divide between journalists and law enforcement, or journalists and politicians, right? If there's information that, you know, the police don't want to get out to the public, let's say you're doing a murder investigation and there's certain details that you don't want to become known because they're crucial for the investigation, I get that, but then, you know, talk to the journalists, have detailed briefings with them, explain why certain information shouldn't be put out there, and tell them what they can put out. And the two of them should collaborate to share with the public what's important.
And any kind of reporter worth his or her salt and have been through the training and have that experience and background know what they can or cannot do. They know what lines they can or cannot cross. And it's very easy and quick for law enforcement to accuse them of maybe crossing some lines that they shouldn't, when in reality they're within their rights and within their boundaries to ask what they can or can't do.
Well, before we started recording this program, I believe both of you said you wish that authority figures, politicians and other authority figures, were as zealous about the First Amendment as they are about the Second Amendment.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of, I consider the First Amendment the foundational amendment, right? It literally was the first one that they wrote.
Right.
Thomas Jefferson spoke, you know, constantly about the importance of a free press, you know, the fourth, you know,
the fourth estate.
People aren't as vocal about that, especially when it comes to journalists, right? People sometimes become outspoken about their own personal statement, you know, that they should have their own free speech. But a big part of that amendment is the freedom of the press. And I think that is so crucial, and I don't see people getting super excited or activated over trying to argue for these rights.
Well, that's in part because you have people in positions of authority, and I'm not just talking about our current president, but we've seen from him and from other politicians and even President Obama, you know, clamping down on the media and in the case of our current president, being very vocally critical of the media. And that, again, raises suspicions about what is he trying to hide.
Yeah, folks don't understand that the origins of the meaning of the First Amendment, much less, I think, the origins of the meaning of the press and what it stands for in ensuring democracy, and that the press is really supposed to be and meant to be an advocate. And folks have lost that among all the noise, and the seed has been planted that, you know, the media is false and it's an enemy, and we have to try to repair this damage, unfortunately.
Well, it's an enemy if you're trying to get away with something that you don't want people to know about, and we report on it, then I guess that might be a problem if you're a politician or hold some other position of power or authority. Hey, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.